time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up. Welcome to another Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, this time again going solo with the exception of my good friend, Todd Black. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Gil. Happy to be back on.
Yeah, this time around, you got another. We teased it last time, a couple of podcasts ago, about you having a Kickstarter to fund this really new comic book idea for yourself, or actually graphic novel this time around, right?
Yes, graphic novel, 72-pager this time.
That's an undertaking. So we need to get people to pledge on this, because everything you've done so far, I've thoroughly enjoyed. Guardians Comics, which, by the way, totally forgot to buy the up to the latest issue at the
C4. You did.
I'm kicking myself now. So
we'll work something out.
It was frustrating. I mean, I got them on PDF because I pledged to all your stuff, but I want them, the handheld comic, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like I can't read them. It's just that.
Oh.
But I stay on your Kickstarters. Every time you do a Kickstarter, I'm jumping in on it because I totally believe in what you're doing. Now, this one's got a really special, cool, tugs on my heartstrings a little bit, because you're talking about my childhood in this book. Digging Your Way to China.
Yes.
First of all, it's 10,000 miles, right? That's the name?
Right, 10,000 Miles.
Tell us about it.
Well, 10,000 Miles is a graphic novel story about two brothers named Bryce and Chris. And ever since they were 10, they have used their incredible skills. Chris is a writer, artist, designer. Bryce is a builder, mechanic, fabricator. And they've used these skills to do what other people have deemed as impossible. Like, they built a tree house, and they're the tallest tree in their town when they were 10. they would do world records that shouldn't be feasible. They technically broke into a secure building once because they could. That kind of stuff. And they, for 8 years, they're just doing these great adventures. And with every single one, they just get closer and closer as brothers. And then when they turn 18, something happens to them. I won't spoil what, but something happens to them that is going to separate them in a big way, like across the country. Kind of way. And they're destroyed. They're like, we've never been apart for days, and now we're going to be apart for like a heck of a lot longer. And they're like, we need to do one more adventure. And so Chris finds this book that they made called The Impossible Adventures, and they listed every single thing that they wanted to do that was quote unquote impossible. And they've done every single one except digging their way to China. And so they're going to do it.
Okay, and so that's what this book is them going to China.
Well,
wait a minute. All right, where are they going to be digging from? Where's their starting point?
Well, I'm kind of vague on that, because you could interpret this in many, many different ways. They're in the U.S.
Okay.
They're in a small town in the U.S. I can't specifically say where, but because that kind of ruins the illusion.
Uh-huh.
But they are going to start from America, and they are going to dig to China from there.
Well, because, you know, most parts of the U.S. you dig, you're just going to end up in the ocean on the other side.
Well, we do account for that.
Oh, okay.
I do try and be as scientific as possible in this. I do have to bend the rules. I try it because how are they going to dig their way to China? And I'm like, and so I'm pretty sure I told you on the last podcast, but they drill.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And,
yeah.
And you're like, well, how's that gonna work? And so, well, I'm not gonna spoil how that works, but it's much more that these aren't two kids digging with shovel. These are two incredibly bright, incredibly gifted kids who's now 18, and they're like, they're gonna build something that drills them to China.
Nice. Yeah. So, I know we all had this idea. I mean, my brother and I tried to do it with spoons.
I love that, by the way.
My mom got mad. So,
yeah.
but we were starting it. But I don't know. What made you come up with this idea, this concept?
Scooby Doo.
What? Scooby Doo.
In one of the episodes of Scooby Doo, Where Are You? Which is, you know, all time classic, out of the road, and they ask, they're lost. And they see the sign on the side of the road, and they ask Shaggy, hey, what does it say? And he goes, like, says 10,000 China, 10,000 miles that away. And I'm like, that just stuck. And I'm like, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's true. Then I saw in like commercials, I saw in movies, you know, like the idea of someone trying to dig their way to China. And so when I started to branch out from Guardians, you know, around when I was coming up with the early concepts of Home, mm-hmm. I was like, what other story could I tell? And this was around the time that The Good Dinosaur was coming out, Pixar. And I'm like, you know, I would love to write Disney Pixar stories. What would my Disney Pixar movie be? And then Scooby-Doo popped up in my head, and I'm like, what if two kids dug their way to China? And it just started to grow from that. And it has evolved since that early concept. But I just had this idea for years, and then I started to really flesh it out. I wrote the first 20 pages of the script for an Oni Press submission. And then I just, when I said I'm going to do this one day, I wrote out the whole other thing. It wound up being 72 pages. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a graphic novel. And now it's on Kickstarter, and I'm very excited. I'm really hoping people will help make this happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love the idea. It sounds fun, childish, but at the same time, you could really explore a lot of things with this. And with you not giving away too many spoilers, I'm intrigued even more so. But I just, you could end up in the ocean, and you got an answer for that. So
Let's just say that China may be the end point, but mm-hmm. it's not the final. It's not a straight shot story wise.
Okay.
And going back to your point about like this story meaning a lot, I call this a Disney Pixar story truly because it's got great characters, it's mm-hmm. got a fun story, a lot of deep meaning to it. You know, this is about two brothers who are about to, you know, lose, for lack of a better term, their partner in life.
Right.
So how do I grow from this? And they're like so desperate to do this that they're going to try and dig their way to China, which is like the most impossible thing ever. And, you know, one of them like initially reacts, are you? Because it's like, we can't do this. And but they want to do this because they know they don't have much time left with each other. And so if this is going to be the last adventure, they're going to go out the bank. And through this, they're going to learn how to be stronger when they're separate.
Right.
Because at this point in time, they can't even fathom that. So by the end, they will be stronger, which is something you would expect from a Disney Pixar
right.
film. How they get to that point is another story entirely,
yeah.
which I will refuse to spoil them much, no matter how much you try and bribe me. I feel that everyone can resonate with your childhood.
Right. All right. So you won't give us any big spoilers, which I don't blame you. Really, I don't want any anyway, because I'm going to read it, and I love reading and getting through the process. So let's talk about the Kickstarter itself. Now, you always put it together a great package whenever you do your Kickstarters. All sorts of levels for people to get
Thank
in
you.
On. And I've always loved the reward system you got. It's great. I mean, I know which one. I'm going to get in on the $50 level on this one. So tell us more about what your Kickstarter, what's going to be, what the different prize levels are.
First off, every pledge matters.
Of course.
Because of that, I always have a $1 pledge. And surprisingly, some people actually do that, and it's fine because it's one inch closer.
Right.
And so if you do that, it helps me. If I got 3,000 people, that's their funding goal. If I had 3,000 people pledging a dollar, I'd be happy man. But I'd send 3,000 thank you emails. I'd do it.
Yeah.
But then we have the $5 level, which is you can get 10,000 miles fully digital.
Oh.
So if you like reading off your computer or off your, you know, your Kindle or you're just your phone, you can have a whole 72-page comic for $5. No problem.
Not too shabby.
As we go up, a lot of people have pledged that already. You know,
nice.
A lot of people are big digital comics fans, and I'm like, I'm all for it. I mean, how can you turn down $5? I mean, some certain comics are $5, and they're not even 72 pages. Then we got another digital reward, which is $15, where you can get 10,000 miles, and then all of Guardians, and then all of Home, which are my other series, digitally. That's 26 comics for $15.
Okay, right,
so
there. I got to stop you there. That right there is a killer deal. How many issues of Guardians do you have?
20 of Guardians,
uh-huh.
5 of Home, and then 10,000 miles. I'll just count as one. So that's that's 26.
That's $15. That's a lot of great comic book material. I mean, you got your superheroes, you got your fantasy, and then this one, which is your Pixar.
Yep.
That's a great deal.
Disney Pixar, sure. Yeah, it's a great. Oh, I love that deal. And some people already pledged to that. The one I'm partial to myself is the $25 reward, which is you'll get 10,000 miles. A lot of numbers starting floating around. 10,000 miles in paperback form, all 70 pages. My personal goal for this Kickstarter is I would love to have 100 people pledge $25 because it's just the idea that 100 people wanted to buy my book and have it in their hands is
Yeah.
Really intriguing to me. I have never broken 100 backers on Kickstarter. Home got close at times, but we never made it. And so I'm really hoping with the appeal and the all ages demographic of 10,000 miles, I really hope that people would pledge that, even if it's just a $25 limit. And we won't get funded if 100 people pledge $25, but we'll get dang close.
Right.
So, and I'd be willing to take that risk. Moving up, we have a special artist tier where at $30, where you can actually get some special custom 10,000 miles art by my friend Candace, at least Comalari. She's going to kill me. I'm not saying her last name right. but she's doing two pieces, and one's already been taken. So, you know, get on that now. She's a great artist. She does some fun stuff. I met her. She was actually at a C4 con.
I've seen
her there. Yeah.
Okay.
She was right by me, actually. She was like two rows back.
Oh, okay. So, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. She's doing a piece of Bryce and Chris. And then a popular one from home is you'll get put into the thank you section of the comic, having your name displayed for all to see, if that's $30 as well. And then the one that you're looking forward to, you can get drawn to the comic.
That's what I like.
Yeah, this has been one that I've done for like every single Kickstarter because I know people like it. We actually lowered the price. For home, we did it for $75 because we only had a few spots to do it in. But for 10,000 miles, because it's a 72-page graphic novel, I have a lot more room to put people in.
Right.
So I've made it to where 30 people can get put into this comic for $50. And it's already been quite popular. I've got, I think, like 5 or 6 people, not including you, already pledging to it. And I'm hoping that'll increase. And, you know, I would love to have 30 people in the comic because, you know, it'd be very, very special.
Right.
For the writers out there, rewind. For the artists out there, if you've been looking to get, you know, some of your art out for all to see, I actually have a special fan art pledge. If you pledge $50, not only will you get 10,000 miles and then Guardians of Home in PDF form, draw a special piece of 10,000 miles fan art, and I'll put it in the comic.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting. I have some friends who've already done some fan art for me, and I'm like, well, if I know there's other artists out there, and you know maybe there's stuff that, you know, want to spread the word about their craft, and I will put their picture with the name, a website if they want me to, just so they can get out there. And I have room for up to 8 people to do this. So
neat.
But the 72 page comic become an 80 page one with fan art, which I think would be really fun.
Yeah, definitely.
If you know any
so.
Artists, Gail, get him to do that.
You know, I do know a few.
Yes, please. I would love to.
That's a good idea.
And in fact, we actually have a fan art section on the Kickstarter already, and we're going to be adding some more pieces soon. So, and that was just my friends. So, you know, imagine if you and your friends wanted to get involved. So,
yeah.
I'm not saying you specifically, Gail. I'm saying you as in the listeners.
Right.
You.
I was going to say, you're asking
people.
A lot.
Wait.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Yeah.
Wait,
if anybody
what do you
out
mean,
there.
You people?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you mean, you people? if anybody out there listening wants to get in, and you're an artist, and you get in, or maybe you're not an artist, but you just like to draw, put your fan art in there. Pledge. Yeah. Get a good comic out of it.
I mean, all I ask to be of the one of the 10,000 miles characters, Bryce, Chris, or the mystery character we happen to show on the cover. And you know, made it appropriate. I mean, it's an all ages thing.
Right.
Don't go dark. You know, that's not the intent here. But well, you laugh, but I'm serious because I know there's some people who like totally would abuse it if I didn't caution them with that.
Right.
So,
I guess
I'm
you're
trying
right.
to be fair. I mean, I'm trying to help people get artists out there so that, you know, people will go to their websites, maybe commission them to do other art. So, yeah, I'm trying to help with that. Then nice. For the writers out there, I'm offering a $75 reward where I will chat with them on Skype about their writing. I will help them on their journey to hopefully becoming a comic book writer. If you're writing novels, I have done those too with my Sherlock Holmes books.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that open for 10 people, and I'll chat with you as long as it takes for you to get confident, because – I have had a lot of help in my writing journey. Gil knows one of them, Brian K. Morris.
Oh, yeah.
He's helped me so much, and a lot of other writers, including some DC and Marvel writers, have helped me, and I want to help pass it on to the next generation. So if you've been, you know, struggling, if you want someone to look over your script or whatever, pledge this reward. I will work with you so that we can get you on your journey to comics.
That's a great idea. Passing the love along, basically.
Yeah, that's one thing Brian instilled in me was like, hey, you know, I'm helping you. You help the next guy. They help the next person.
Yeah.
On and on it goes, and that's what I want to do. And then finally, our final reward is if you want every single comic that I have ever made, you can have it for $150.
Oh, wow. Now, that's the actual physical copy of each one?
Yes.
Holy cow. That is a lot.
That's 26 comics for, you know, for wow. one, for, actually, I think I said 125 or 150. I can't remember right now. I think it's 150, but mm-hmm. you know, still that's
yeah, 26.
That's not too bad. And again, one of those comics is a 72 page graphic novel, which is usually three times you know what a regular comic would be. So you're still getting a deal.
Right, right. Wow, that's again. You always put together some great packages on your Kickstarters. The rewards levels are just so good, and there's something for everyone. Like you said, from digital to actual hard copies, and now this time around, you got the mentoring thing going. Artists, I mean, telling you, if anybody has any interest in comics, getting into the biz, right here's a good by getting a comic and getting into the biz. On the second aspect of it, anybody that loves to read comics, whether you do it digital, those packages that include every one of your comics, those are all killer deals. I'm telling you, the one that gets me
is basically, it's basically $30 up every tier, $30 and up. Mm-hmm. gets you all the PDF comics.
That is sweet. And again, I'll be doing the $50 because maybe it's the vanity in me. I don't know, but I love to be drawn into your comics.
Hey, I have been drawn into my series.
Yeah.
One was unintentional. One was intentional. And then I think I was drawn into Home. I actually can't remember now. I don't mind if I wasn't. That was Alicia's story, not mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember seeing the one in Guardians.
Yeah. I was in there twice. My artist thought it'd be funny if you put me in the first issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time was Guardians number 5. We did a total breaking the fourth wall moment where mm-hmm. me and my artist are getting our comic signed by AZ Power Girl, who was, you know, our guest star / cover artist for that one. It was just like, she's signing the comic of the comic that she is in.
Yeah.
It's like, Comicception.
Ooh, meta. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go into deeper comics. Nice. So, all right, well, let's talk about some of the people working with you on this one, this book around. Who's your artist and colorist and all those other fun peoples?
I have one artist. His name is Alex Garcia, and you will know that name, mm-hmm. Gil, because he is my artist on Guardian.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he's been with me on every single issue and has done all the issues except for number 0, where he was just a colorist and the letterer.
Okay.
But he's the inker, penciler, colorist, and letterer of 10,000 Miles.
Wow.
It's funny how that happened because I kind of had this personal philosophy that I would have a different artist for every single one of my comic series.
Right.
Because Guardians was Alex and Home was Bethany Varney, then again. And then when I did 10,000 Miles, I was trying to work with this friend of mine, and it just didn't work out. You know, it happens. It's fine.
Right.
But then I'm like, I got to get this made. So, like, who can I rely on? And it was Alex. And so I said, hey, I don't know if you can do this because it's very different. You've seen the pages. It's very different from the Guardian style.
Well, that's what I was going to say that basically
– very different.
Yeah, you're on your Kickstarter page, you have some of the pages on there. I would never have known that it's the same artist if you didn't tell me that, because two different, like completely different styles on this.
There is a book, it was by Greg Pak. It was called The Princess Who Saved Herself. It's a comic based on the popular kids song, and I never heard of it until that comic came out, but whatever. But I always loved the art style. It looked like a children's book, and it was a children's book.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, Alex, here's some references. Here's what I need you to draw. Can we try and see if you can do it? He goes, absolutely. So he drew it, and you know, it took a little bit, obviously, because it was a different style.
Right.
Once he hit it, and you know, we got the first 20 pages done of the book, and the next 52 are what the Kickstarter is funding.
Right.
And I'm incredibly impressed with what he's done with the first 20. I can't wait to see what he does with the final 52. So
nice.
Alex has been a godsend, and this is not the first time he saved me, and it probably won't be the last.
Well, hey, you got a good artist. You stick with him, so that's for sure.
Yeah.
So it's basically you two that are on this book then.
Yep.
Nice.
And People keep asking me, like, what's the funding for? And I said, it's for 52 pages. And I'm being specific here because most of the money is going to fund the rest of the book. And then whatever's left either goes to the tax you have to pay to Kickstarter and Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and then buying the comics and shipping it to people. I'm making no profit off of this, which is fine.
Right.
My profit is making the comic.
Right.
So as long as I get funded, I'm happy.
Right. And then you know, hey, maybe down the road, you'll be working for, let's say, I'll go with Image Comics, and we'll say, we remember Todd whenever he just did these little things from his Kickstarters. And I say,
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I say Image because that's actually one of my favorite brands other than Marvel, and everybody talks about Marvel.
I would love to work for Image.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody, I would love to work. I'd just love to meet Todd McFarlane there. That's all I need.
I would like to meet Todd McFarlane. They say, hey, you're another comics guy. His name is Todd.
Yeah, right, exactly. There you go. You have that in common. Why not? I just got to say, looking at your the pages that you have for examples, you were actually displaying some of the pages or showing me some of the pages there at the C4 Con, and I mean, like, it's a completely different art style, but it's one of the same artists you've been working with. It's a really cool looking book, and then the storyline. I haven't read any of your words yet, but from your concept, I'm loving it, and I think this is going to be something I'm going to enjoy. In fact, I got a grandson now, and I guess I'll be reading this to him. Although his dad might not be happy about me encouraging him to dig in the backyard. So
yeah, I made this story so that people of all ages could enjoy it, and you know, parents or grandparents could read it to their kids, their grandkids, and mm-hmm. yet a guy like me would still love the story because it's like it's just a fun story, and
right.
it's one that has meaning. For whatever reason you might think, whether it's about brotherhood or just taking away to China or the fun of an adventure, it 10,000 miles is very, very it's very special to me, and I really want to get this made. So if you like comics, if you like stories, if you like children's books, if you like Disney or Pixar stories or whatnot, or if you've ever dreamed about digging your way to China, please help fund this book. It would mean a lot to me. It would mean a lot to Alex. Alex loves this story. He loves drawing this style. And he wants to keep going on this. And I mean, look, you've heard Gil this whole podcast. He's loving the story. Do you really want to disappoint Gil?
That's
on.
Yeah, don't
do
disappoint
it for Gil's grandson.
That's right. Give him something to read. Well, tell people how to get it, how to find the Kickstarter, how to find them so
well,
they can fund
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you go to Kickstarter.com,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be a search bar. It's next to a magnifying glass, and just type in 10,000 miles, and you'll see me very, very quickly. And all you need is a name and a credit card, and you can pledge. So it's very, very simple. Pledge however much you want, $5, $25, $75, whatever you are comfortable with. Every pledge counts. Every
yeah.
pledge matters, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and like you said, even a dollar works. But it's better
yeah,
if you go with at least $5 so you get something out of it.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with a thank you from me?
Well, nothing at all. Except I'd rather have a comic also.
Oh yeah, well so would I, but we're above, you know, such things as petty emails. No. No, my emails are not petty, I promise you.
No, I can tell you right now, Todd Black's emails are not petty. He's a writer.
No.
So
yes, I am.
Okay, so kickstarter.com, search for 10,000 miles, go fund this thing. I mean, it's a delight looking at it. The artwork, you're going to see the pages, the examples of some of the artwork. The concept is there. I mean, really, I can't see anything wrong with this Kickstarter. I want to see this book is what it is.
I mean, you didn't get to see it, but a little while after C4Con, I actually had a preview of the first 20 pages printed out.
Nice.
And because I want to use it to help, you know, showcase the Kickstarter. And I was like, I was really worried because unlike Guardians and Home, where I was really sure about how the style would look on the printed page, I wasn't sure about 10,000 miles. And then I got the comic in my hand and it looks gorgeous. And I really want people to see it. So
yeah, of course you're a little biased.
Like comic. But... I'm biased. I'm always biased, but I am also incredibly passionate, which I think saves me.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think that's what drives your books, the passion you have behind everything. And again, I would
not be doing Kickstarter is so hard to do. I would not be doing Kickstarter if I wasn't passionate about my comic, if I didn't believe in my comic with every single thing that I had.
Right.
So
Well, I believe in it too, because like I said, every aspect of it that you've shown me, I'm really intrigued. I can't wait to see it. So once again, Kickstarter.com. Find 10,000 miles. Get Todd some 52 pages published. I wonder if 52 meant anything in the DC universe. Oh yeah.
Oh no, I swear that was not intentional. It was like, well, I only wanted to get like a certain amount done, and then I'm like, I probably should do 20 because I was thinking like the cost. Because mm-hmm. Obviously the more pages I would have had to do, the higher the Kickstarter goal would have had to be.
Right.
And I was just like, let's just do 20, and I'm like, okay, there'll be 52 left. Crap.
52. 52. Yeah, it works out. Maybe it'll be the lucky number for you. Maybe it'll be.
if you like comics, if you want to enjoy a story that's really timeless, because you know, Digging Your Way to China has been around for decades, as Gil has proved. this is a fun story. I love writing character stories and deep stories and having fun, and 10,000 miles is easily the most fun story, like, you know, in regards to content that I've ever written.
Right.
So I really hope people will resonate with that and want to help me go on this journey. Cause I say on the Kickstarter, that sounds weird. the Kickstarter that, you know, you're helping three kids fulfill a dream. And then I go, I'm the third kid, by the way. So
now, what are the main characters' name again? Bryce
and Chris.
And Chris. Okay. All right. I'm going to have to remember that. Because I don't have the book in front of me, I can't do it. So I got to get you funded so I can. Anyway. All right. Well, let's talk about a couple of your others. Okay. Home. You got that out in trade paperback form. You've also got the separate issues available. You still have Guardians up to issue 20. And now, you put kind of a little pause on Guardians. Why is that? And when are you going to pick it back up again?
I want to pick up Guardians back up so bad. But as in all things, life finds a way to mess with you.
Yeah.
I did 20 issues. They were all funded by me. I didn't do Kickstarter for them. I tried to, but it didn't work out. I did Guardians for myself to do it because I had a dream of what I wanted Guardians to be. Mm-hmm. But around issue 19, which is the 20th issue, I realized that it wasn't getting to where I wanted it to be. And like, I was only selling it at cons, which was okay, but I wanted more. And then I wanted to do home, and I couldn't afford both.
Right.
So I was like, I got to put a stop on Guardians. And so, like, people who read number 19, oh, wait, you didn't read 19, Gil?
No.
You don't have number 19, Gil.
Rub it in, Todd.
The people who did, I will. But people who did, they realized I put a nice capper on, like, the first saga, if you will, while teasing what's to come.
Ah.
And I have plenty of stories left for Guardians, but I can't be rooted in one thing. And Home was so successful with Kickstarter and sales at cons, and I'm really thinking 10,000 miles will be that way. And then once I, you know, build up my brand more and maybe get a, you know, other comics going as well, I'll be able to, you know, financially be able to continue Guardians and know that I can expect readers from it, not named Gil Wilson. I'm sorry, Gil T. Wilson.
There you go. So you got to get it right.
There you go. Yeah, and then so I want to do Guardians again. Alex is eagerly waiting for Guardians to come back, but I have him working on something else, and obviously Home is done. But no. yeah, you know why. You saw that ending.
Yep.
I'm very happy that Home is on Amazon. Type in Home Volume 1, or Todd Black, either way, you'll find me or in the book. It's very exciting, and I'm hoping that, you know, people will go to that and find it, and, you know, just a new avenue for me to distribute my comics. I will be putting Guardians in the volumes on there eventually, one at a time. I just got to get Alex to do it, but you know, he's working on 10,000 miles, so it's a little more important right now.
Right.
But I will have him on there, and then hopefully I'll be able to drive up sales that way.
That's
and
a good way, yeah.
And I want to come back to Guardians, and I want to come back to Home, but right now I can't stay stagnant. I've got to keep moving forward, and forward for me is 10,000 miles. So. Yeah.
Well, see, I'm pretty close to catching up on Guardians. I'm like 14 or 15, somewhere around in there. I forget exactly.
Or something out.
Yeah.
I got your back, Gil. You know that. I will work something out with you.
All right, because I love having the little. See, I love to read digital comics, but on the same side of the coin, I like to have that you know, that comic in my hand as well. And when, you know, that's one thing I like. I said, I've got all the digital copies of yours. I could read them if I wanted to, because I pledged, you know, the high the level in home, the $75, so I can get in the comic book, and that got me the Guardians up until then. But I want to read it in my hand.
I get it. Like, that's why with the Kickstarter, like with Holmes Kickstarters and then 10,000 Miles, I made sure that I facilitated to both digital and physical readers, because with this new age of, you know, digital comics and everything, even though I got into comics because of Comixology in a way, because they were like, oh, we will promote indie comics, and then I make like $5 a quarter. But but then with home, you know, the Kickstarters, a lot of people pledged to the digital rewards, and already some people have pledged the digital rewards for some miles. So I'm like, I made the right decision.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's stuff.
Nice. But, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a changing world when it comes to comics. You know, physical, digital. I like them both. Some people like either or. You got it either or right there on your Kickstarter. Just go there, pledge 10,000 miles. Not only on some of the levels, the higher levels, and not that much higher either. You can get all the other comics too. So it's like, I mean, that $15 level right there, that would be a no-brainer. If I wasn't vain and wanted myself in their comic, I definitely would jump on that $15 one.
I'm happy for your vanity then.
Bet you are, yeah. So, all right, well, Todd Black, once again, thanks for joining us here on the podcast. It's been a pleasure as always. I always love hearing about your new projects, and I actually love being part of them too. So that's another thing. I got to point this out. The Kickstarter, not only are you, pledging to help Todd get this out, but you're going to be a part of it. Whenever it comes out, you're going to say, I helped do that. And whenever Todd becomes that Image comic writer, you'll say, I helped him
for
get started.
That's exactly it. And people say, you know, I've heard from multiple DC and Marvel people, like, say, hey, if you want to make comics, you got to go make comics. And if 10,000 miles is funded, this will be my 26th comic. I love dropping jaws at Comic Cons when I tell these people I've made 26 comics.
Right.
I have stunned Marvel panels when I tell them that. Like a whole panel, just like, wait, you've made how much? I want to show them, like, hey, I've done this. It's like, hey, I've done this. I've had six, if I get 10,000 miles funded, I'll have six successful Kickstarters, which is, you know, pretty darn cool.
That is,
so
actually.
You're helping me grow as a writer. You're helping me get my stories out, and you're getting some cool comics and rewards in the process. It really is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I can't complain there. All right, so what I'm going to do also, Todd, I'll be putting links to your Kickstarter directly on our page. I love that the Kickstarter links that I can put on our nerduppodcast.com website is that I can include the video that you have to put on with your Kickstarter, and that could be on there too. So there's going to be all sorts of links. Go to nerduppodcast.com. You'll see the links. If you're too lazy to do the search, which I usually am, it's like, come on, just let me click somewhere. So I will be able to get you to click somewhere. So check that out. Also, check out our Facebook page. I'll be promoting it there. In fact, you do kind of updates every so often about how the Kickstarter's going. Make sure that I know about it each time you post something new, because I want to put that on the NerdUp Facebook page.
I would be happy to go.
Keep posted on that. So once again, Todd Black, thanks for joining us. Good luck. You're going to get my money, because I'm going to be in your next comic as well. And I highly encourage everyone out there listening, at least $1. I mean, come on. At least $1.
Please. $1, $5, it helps. It really, really helps.
And looking at the stats of the NerdUp podcast, we get 1,000 listeners a week. I mean, I'm not a week, a month.
Dang.
Yeah, no, it's a month.
That's
sorry.
Better.
Yeah, so 1,000 a month. That 1,000 people, that's $1. There's $1,000. That's one-third of the way there.
Yeah, literally.
So, so everybody, go out and pledge $1. All right, well, thanks again, Todd. We'll talk to you again soon, and actually maybe get an update from you, and maybe even talk about it once it's released, when you can give us some spoilers. So
I would be happy to.
So in the meantime, I'm Guilty Wilson. Thanks for joining us on the NerdUp Podcast. Don't forget, we got merch too. Right now, though, if you were going to buy a T-shirt from the NerdUp Podcast, don't worry about it. Go pledge to the Kickstarter for Todd Black, because I'd rather he get funded, and then you can come back and buy a T-shirt later from us. But you can always reach me on Twitter at Gil Wilson. And as we always say, stay nerdy.